We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, delightful viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World from Los Angeles, California, USA. Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Ribiqui, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on CietSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hop Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iritanet City, channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. in Chotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Underhan City in Khinti province, channel 23 on Sanbord Company, in Sanshun City in Dorongolf province, channel 25 on Sun Power Company, and in Mandelgolf City, channel 12 on Choral Cable TV. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Nationwide on channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingchung Cable TV. In Taitung County, channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Fuzhou City, channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV and channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $26 million in food aid to Afghanistan. In community news, a teacher in the Philippines brings school to students in 9 villages. In animal news, a caring canine in Thailand helps to clean up the environment. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 17, is Syria's National Day, celebrating her independence attained in 1946. A Middle Eastern country between Turkey and Lebanon, Syria has many outstanding historical locations. The ancient city of Damascus, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization or UNESCO World Heritage Site, is one of the oldest cities in the Middle East. It has approximately 125 monuments from different periods. One of them is the magnificent Great Mosque of the Umayyads, which was built in the 8th century. The ancient city of Bosra is another UNESCO World Heritage Site. It contains a remarkable 2nd century Roman theatre, numerous mosques, and remains of early Christian structures. May the fine citizens of Syria have a marvellous National Day.
Flying news. Thousands affected by rains in Colombia. Record-setting winter rains have claimed at least 6 lives, with over 8,600 people affected, according to a statement released by Colombia's Interior and Justice Ministry. The storms have caused flooding across 52 municipalities in 18 of the country's 32 departments, with damage to hundreds of homes. In the capital city, Bogota, officials have declared a health emergency as a preventative measure and are asking medical providers to boost their capacities by expanding staff, bed counts and supplies for patients with respiratory illnesses.
Interior and Justice Minister Fabio Valencia said the National System for Disaster Prevention and Attention has made a call to the mayors, governors and coordinators of the regional and local committees to activate their emergency plans for the winter. Our appreciation, Your Excellency, and all Colombian officials for these initiatives to safeguard and assist fellow citizens. Our sympathies go to those who have suffered loss as we pray for the speedy restoration of regular daily life and that such weather extremities may subside as we strive to foster kindness toward each other and the environment.
Canadian province receives unexpected snowstorm. On Wednesday, April 14th, a severe weather system entered the southern regions of the Alberta province, bringing up to 60 centimetres of snow to some regions and immobilising the city of Lethbridge. Power outages affected tens of thousands as schools were closed and the hospital had to switch to an emergency generator. Roads were also shut down in an area extending from the Trans-Canada Highway south to the US border. Lethbridge Mayor Bob Tarlek declared a temporary state of emergency, with residents being asked to conserve water as utility crews rushed to restore electricity. "We thank Honourable Mayor Tarlek and all those working to restore stability to the affected regions. May such disruptive events be minimised as humankind adopts more caring ways in protecting our precious environment."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you for all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distances on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
African humanitarian organisation assists Liberian health. The Ethiopia-based African Humanitarian Action, or AHA, organization has donated $2.3 million as announced by AHA Medical Director Raymond Cromer. The funds will be used to construct a health center in Kapaya Kwali, as well as provide basic medications and the training of staff. Senior and junior senators of Liberia's Gabapolu County expressed their appreciation to AHA for prioritizing their region to offer such services. Director Cromer and African Humanitarian Action, "Providence bless your generous support of improved vitality in Liberia. May residents worldwide be graced with the security of good health and happiness."
U.S. First Lady brings cordial diplomacy to Mexico. During her first solo state visit outside the U.S., First Lady Michelle Obama joined the First Lady of Mexico, Margarita Zavala, where the two former professional attorneys spent time together visiting schools and discussing innovative ways to address problems such as immigration and illegal drug trade. Their suggestions included programs that would provide youths with better education and recreational opportunities, as well as job training, with First Lady Obama making a last stop to listen to and encourage the expressed dreams of a group of Mexican students. On her return to the U.S., she also visited a community farm in San Diego, California, to further her campaign of curbing childhood obesity through healthier foods and exercise, a mission also shared by First Lady Zavala. "First Lady Obama, we join in appreciation for your caring and constructive endeavors as a gracious ambassador for your country. May God bless the people of the United States and Mexico with ever-expanding harmony and prosperity."
Syria to implement new smoking ban. According to the Syrian Center for Tobacco Studies, or SCTS, smoking afflicts 59% of adult males and 23% of adult females in the nation. As stated by SCTS Coordination Officer Fawad Mohamed Fawad, it is an epidemic. However, this national dilemma may be soon resolved as the long-awaited smoking ban goes into effect in a few days on April 21st following its approval by President Bashar al-Assad in October 2009. The new measure, which forbids smoking in restaurants, airports and all other public places, also specifies that Turkish pipes may not be offered to those below 18 years of age. Health Minister Rida Said stated, "The ban protects the rights of non-smokers, many of whom are children, and is an important step towards reduction of smoking-related illnesses." Experts also say the new ban will improve public health, thus decreasing National Health Service costs. Moreover, the law is also being supported by several non-governmental institutions, including University of Kalamoon, the country's largest, whose buildings are now all smoke-free. "Our respectful salute, Your Excellency President al-Assad and Syria, on these promising steps to safeguard public health by eliminating harmful substances as these. Wishing the Syrian people and citizens everywhere the refreshment and tranquility of intoxicant-free lives."
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Millions of Hindu pilgrims celebrate world's biggest festival on Ganges. April 14th marked the culmination of Kumbh Mela 2010, a three-month Hindu pilgrimage held once every 3 years, where 10 million people dipped into the Ganges River at the holy city of Haridwar in India. Devotees gathered along a 15-kilometer stretch for a chance to go into the water where the river first leaves the Himalayas and is believed to be able to spiritually cleanse and liberate from the cycle of life and rebirth. Emerging from the chilly, fast-flowing water, devotee Raj Kuntal conveyed the feeling of many as he said, "To bathe in the Ganges today gives me inexpressible happiness." Congratulations all pilgrims attending this blessed Kumbh Mela. We share the noble wishes made on the Ganges River that peace for all beings manifests soon on earth.
Save our planet. Marine life jeopardized in Europe's seas. A recent assessment of biodiversity by the European Environment Agency concluded that urgent action is needed to address environmental stress on ocean life, which is being caused primarily by climate-related changes such as acidification, as well as pollution and overfishing. This report is the fourth in a year-long series titled 10 Messages for 2010, each containing a message on an aspect of ecosystems and biodiversity in the European Union.
This most recent report highlights the intricate balance between oceans, land and sky that regulates the climate, produces oxygen and removes carbon from the atmosphere. Imbalances cause disruption to species and can endanger conditions necessary for life on Earth. The assessment also affirmed existing evidence showing that establishing marine protected areas helps ecosystems to recover.
European Environment Agency scientists, many thanks for these valued insights that raise awareness about the vital importance of the oceans to our own well-being. May we all quickly engage in actions that sustain the delicate interconnectedness of all life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently called on humanity to conserve our precious oceans, as during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. So life on Earth truly depends very much on the ocean for survival. In addition, oceans also absorb atmospheric CO2, carbon dioxide, which directly helps to cool our planet. From the oceans themselves, we are seeing warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. So global warming is affecting the oceans, which in turn is affecting the fish. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately.
Save Our Planet, first international Muslim conference on climate change held in Indonesia. On April 10th, climatologists, religious leaders, environmental advocates and other participants convened in Bogor, West Java, Indonesia for the first Muslim climate conference of this scale.
Jointly organised by the Indonesian Environment Ministry and the Bogor City Government, with support from the British Council, the World Bank and others, the meeting sought ways to help motivate Muslim citizens in upholding Khalifa, the sacred duty of protecting Allah's natural order. The forum also continued discussions begun 2 years earlier when the Muslim 7-year action plan on climate change was established in 2008 by a smaller group in Kuwait.
The first international Muslim conference on climate change was opened in Bogor, Indonesia. Around 250 scholars, environmentalists, scientists representing from 15 countries attend this seminar. This conference also recognizes and gives support to Bogor as the green city.
It's an opportunity for me to learn as to what is happening on the national scene here in terms of climate change, and hopefully to try and replicate the Indonesian experience for other OIC countries.
During the two-day summit, participants formed new groups of environmental advocates that would help represent Muslims in climate change forums at an international level.
Muslim community is among a large community in this world. If we could convince the Muslim community to change their behavior, that will contribute a lot to save the earth.
Furthermore, a joint Bogor declaration was signed emphasizing the need to mitigate global warming through education. Delegates planted trees at a local Islamic boarding school to demonstrate that individual actions matter, as do lifestyle changes, including food choices.
As we all know, meat is has a lot of methane gases. And the more we could use that, the more dangerous to that. And it's not healthy too. So that's why among the steps that we need to save this earth is to have more organic farming, encourage people to eat less meat. Even in Islam, there is a teaching which is laid down on that, which we are now asking all those ulama to translate that so that they are aware of this.
This is Supreme Master Television from Bogor, Indonesia.
Our accolades, Indonesia, and all Muslim experts and leaders on your fruitful eco-conference. Let us all join in swift and effective actions that include being organic vegan for a renewing stewardship of our cherished planet.
Save Our Planet. Canadian James Cameron, acclaimed director of the award-winning movie Avatar, travelled to Brazil where he asked President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to halt construction of the Amazonian Belo Monte Dam due to its adverse impact on the environment and many indigenous communities living there.
Save Our Planet, with financial support from the US-based non-profit's Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting, three new films have been released documenting the severe effects of climate change in Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and the Carteret Islands.
Save Our Planet. To promote sustainable energy, Canadian conservationist Marcelo Daluz braved extreme cold and inclement conditions to successfully drive his non-heated solar-powered vehicle nearly 400 kilometres round trip across the Northwest Territories Arctic ice roads from Inuvik to Taktoyaktuk.
Save Our Planet. Leading up to the 40th anniversary of Earth Day on April 22nd, US President Barack Obama calls for action from fellow citizens and suggests the website whitehouse.gov/Earth Day for regional volunteer opportunities.
It's Molly the Moose with a tip of the day. I'm following a compassionate vegan diet, by the way. To help maintain healthy digestion, try limiting the amount of fried foods you eat. Instead, you can increase your intake of delicious, fruits, and vegetables. This will help your digestive system function well. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the United States donates $26 million in food development assistance to Afghanistan. Through the U.S. Department of Agriculture project, Food for Progress, 6,000 metric tons of soybeans and 240 metric tons of defatted soya flour will be provided to Afghanistan over a three-year period. It is envisioned that the high-protein beans and flour will make a substantial contribution in providing for the nutritional needs of Afghan citizens, as well as enhance the nation's food industry. The American Soybean Association's World Initiative for Soy in Human Health program and three collaborating organizations have been chosen to implement this plan. Our earnest appreciation, United States Department of Agriculture, and heaven bless your generosity. Also, our sincere thanks, supporting groups, for your caring efforts. May your kind assistance help the wonderful Afghan people on the road to a vibrant plant-based lifestyle.
In community news, a Philippine teacher brings schooling to her students. Ms. Mari Tez Mendoza, aged 24, is a mobile teacher in the country's alternative learning system of the Department of Education. She travels to 9 villages in San Isidro in the province of Nueva Ecija, where her students range from 13 to 64 years old. Her classroom sites can be in community halls or under the shade of a tree. Lessons include the subjects of English, math and science, as well as peaceful problem solving and global awareness. Ms. Mendoza said, "This is what my heart says I shall do. I like to help them and it makes me fulfilled as a teacher and as a responsive person." Pupils take an exam after 10 months of attending classes to determine their school level. Since 2007, 46 of her students have earned the equivalent of elementary and high school education. We salute you and God bless you, Ms. Mari Tez Mendoza, for your dedication in providing beautiful Philippine citizens with learning opportunities. May your eager students be graced with bright and happy futures. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a nature-loving dog helps clean up the surroundings. We'll just go for a hug, be right back. Please stay tuned for more heartwarming news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a thoughtful world. In animal news, an eco dog in Thailand sets a good example. Kalong, the 6-year-old canine companion of Mr. Bu Lakonbuli, helps to maintain the beauty of nature. Mr. Lakonbuli manages a business close to Wang Nen Waterfall in Nakhon Ratchasima of northeastern Thailand. Kalong decided on her own to make sure the waterfall stays clean. She attentively tries to bring to shore any refuse she finds floating in the waters nearby. Visitors come to see amazing Kalong pick up litter, which she did even when she was expecting pups. Bravo, Kalong, for your contribution towards a pristine planet. May we all participate, like you, as stewards of the earth, to preserve our precious environment.
Please enjoy a joke told in Turkish entitled After the Honeymoon.
Genç bir çift evlenirler ve balayına giderler. Geri döndüklerinde gelin hemen annesini arar. Söyle bakalım balayınız nasıl geçti diye anne sorar. Ah anne diye yeni gelin haykırır. Balayı mühteşemdi, çok romantik. Bu sözler ağzından çıkar çıkmaz yeni gelin ağlamaya başlar. Fakat anneciğim, geri döner dönmez sen çok kötü sözler söylemeye başladı. Buraya gelip beni al, eve götürmelisin lütfen anne. Sakin ol, söyle bakalım bu kadar kötü ne olabilir? Hangi kötü dört harfli kelimeleri kullanıyor? Sonra da cevap verir. Ah anne, toz al, yıka, ütü yap, yemek yap gibi kelimeler.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Our dear Supreme Master, I am Fadi. My family and I wish you the best of the best. We would like to inform you that our love cannot be expressed by words. So we are all vegan and do our best to follow your teachings. All what we hope is your blessings. We all love you forever. Thank you very much. Fadi from Palestine.
Hi Fadi, it is fantastic to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Blessed Fadi, thank you for your precious note, which brings love flooding into my heart. It is such good news that you and your family are vegan. May Allah bless you abundantly and the beautiful Palestinian people. Divine light to you and your cherished family. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the Providence grace you with love and faith.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To facilitate swifter communication on future policies, US President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev decide to correspond directly via email and text messages.
Hong Kong donates an additional $1.46 million to assist residents enduring drought conditions in southwestern mainland China.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi sign an agreement to encourage continued high-level dialogue in areas such as eliminating poverty, peace, and protecting the environment.
Collaboration between US and German researchers reveals more evidence of water on both the Moon and Mars.
Colombia sends a third shipment of humanitarian aid to Haiti, which includes 380 tons of food and construction materials to rebuild homes, schools and health centers.
Palestinian leaders Soufiane Abu Zaida, a senior member of the Fatah group, and Hamas Minister of the Interior Fathi Hamad meet to discuss reconciliation toward the goal of restored unity.
Within a week of Russia's signing a nuclear disarmament treaty at a 47-nation security summit, President Dmitry Medvedev orders the closing of the country's last weapon-grade plutonium reactor.
Algerian Prime Minister Ahmed Ouyahia and his Syrian counterpart Mohammad Naji Otri witnessed the signing of 25 agreements to further cooperation in various fields between their countries.
Mayor Han Zheng of Shanghai, China visits Taipei Formosa or Taiwan, where he signs a memorandum of understanding to boost the two cities' cultural and economic ties.
A representative from the France-based Doctors Without Borders meets with Yemen Sadr provincial governor Taha Hajjar, where he affirms the organization's readiness to provide further medical support throughout the province.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.